Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks is sharing an update on two separate residential burglary cases. The first, Hugh Olin, was found guilty following a jury trial of home invasion and residential burglary after he broke into a home owned by his grandfather in Reno during last July. Officers with Reno Police learned from a neighbor that Olin had come to the neighbor's house on the pretext that he was looking for information about the home and his uncle who had previously lived there. When Olin left the area, the neighbor called the owner to let him know what had happened. Later that night, the owner returned home and found Olin in his driveway with an e-bike that had been stored in the basement. The owner confronted his grandson, who had been previously told he was not allowed to be on the property. Olin ran back into the basement and hid there until police arrived and arrested him. Deputy District Attorney Jenna Garcia prosecuted the case, and sentencing is set for July 27th before the Honorable Scott Freeman. Olin faces 1 to 10 years in prison on each count. Kevin Castillo has been convicted of residential burglary following a jury trial after he busted a glass sliding door of the victim's home and stole two gaming systems and equipment. Castillo knew the victim through a mutual friend and had hung out together at the victim's home playing video games. In April of 2024, Castillo knew the victim was not going to be home, and so he broke into the house by smashing the sliding door with a hammer. 3 days after the break-in, he pawned the gaming equipment at a local shop using his identification. At trial, Deputy District Attorney Hannah Martinez showed that a fingerprint lifted from the hammer also matched Castillo. Sentencing is set for July 30th before the Honorable David Hardy. Castillo faces a maximum of 10 years in prison.